You are listening to Asheville FM at WSFM LP 103.3 Asheville. This is Emma Hutchins, and today I'm speaking with Justin Raybuck, one of the brilliant coordinators of The Big Crafty. What's up, Justin?
Oh, hey, this is Justin Raybuck with The Big Crafty.
Hey, Justin. Thanks for taking a second in your crazy week to talk to me.
I'm so excited to talk with you.
The Big Crafty is back again. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling pretty good.
Fantastic. So for our listeners who aren't as familiar with The Big Crafty, will you give us a quick rundown? And maybe you can tell us a little bit about how the summer is different from the winter.
Okay. So the summer Big Crafty is all outdoors, Pack Square Park. It's this Sunday, July 14th. We go from 12 noon to 6 p.m. And, you know, the Big Crafty in December is indoors. It's at the, what are they calling it now? It's at the Civic Center. I'm just going to stick with that. So there's obviously, we're outside. For the summer one, as far as numbers go, they're about the same, right around 140 artists. Pretty amazing. Demonstrations. The Glass Center is going to be there, bending glass. I don't know exactly what they're doing, but I'm very excited. And, it's going to be great.
That sounds great.
We've got a, you know, there's always something a little bit different added to the lineup, and it's always super exciting. This year, your gluten-free beverage option, other than water from Blue Ridge Pride and lemonade from Mac Daddy's, is a Fernet and Coke from Etta Ryan, and the chemist is going to be making gin and tonics, that kind of thing, kind of fancy, elevated. So I'm excited about that.
That sounds
great. On top of the normal beer.
What's your favorite part of the Big Crafty?
I think usually like waking up Monday morning. No, I'm kidding. Once we do the final walkthrough with the fire marshal and everything's good to go and everyone is safe and people are showing up, I love like those initial we're doing great kind of moments with the artist is really what makes all of it so worth it. I love it so much.
That's fantastic.
And then, you know, always going over my budget. is something that happens, and I'm excited to do that.
Sounds
and
great.
Ellis, my son, he's going to have a booth again, rocking his prints.
How old is Ellis?
He's 9 years old, so I think prints have gone up. He bumps his prices up $1 per year, so they're $9 now, not $8. So we're excited about that as well.
So cool. Got to be the coolest 9-year-old in town.
Yep. Brandy is really the one to thank for all of this. She's the brainchild and the one that's made it all happen.
Well,
sweet love of Brandy.
Well, Asheville is very lucky to have you and Brandy and Ellis put in all your hard work for the Big Crafty each year. If people want to look up the event, if they forget everything that you've said here today, where would you direct them to go?
I would say thebigcrafty.com. Don't forget that article. Thebigcrafty.com has everything there. You know, we're on Instagram, Facebook, that kind of thing as well. But yeah, shaping up to be another amazing event. I'm very excited.
I can't wait.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
So we've got this tent that's going to be at the Big Crafty this year, and they're calling like the test drive tent. Do you know anything about that? I think there's going to be like coffee involved.
I do. So I have worked with Mountain BizWorks, which is a community development business support organization here in Asheville. And they run a program called Test Drive that's for new entrepreneurs who want to get their feet wet, so to speak, in working at events. So events, as the city of Asheville proved with a big study that they did a few years ago, are a huge accelerator for the economy, and they can be very good for small businesses. And so it's a whole new market for many new entrepreneurs who would like to learn how to be a part of an event to incorporate their business into a vending setting, but maybe they've never tried it before. And so Test Drive is a chance for those new vendors to give it a try. It's a partnership with Mountain Bizworks, the city of Asheville, and event producers like you who give them a chance to set up their booth and try out vending at an event, maybe for the first time, or maybe they're still pretty early on. So the vendor that's going to be at Big Crafty, his name is Ben, and he runs a small business called Heartsome Coffee, and he will be there sharing space with
Genevieve Biscotti. It is the best biscotti I've ever had in my life. Everyone in my family.
With amazing biscotti. That's perfect. So they're going to be there. They're going to be hard to miss because they're in a bright green tent. And they are going to be selling their products, but they also might ask people questions as they come to the booth. Like, do you like my product? How's the price? Do you like my branding? Because they want to learn from this experience and incorporate everything they learn into their business plan moving forward. So it's a great opportunity for the businesses. It's a great experience for them. And hopefully it's a great experience for everyone who gets to check them out this weekend. So thank you so much for supporting small businesses, local businesses, and letting them be part of the Big Crafty, Justin.
That is so cool. We are so excited. And of course, we have to give a huge shout out, love, and appreciation to the Asheville Area Arts Council and the City of Asheville for helping make all of this possible.
We'll see you this weekend. Absolutely.
Thank you.
Thanks to everyone who makes this happen. Well, thanks, Justin.